We're talking with Mark Gini. He's CEO of Cloud Elements. Let's start off by having you tell us what Cloud Elements is and what the company does.
Sure. Joel, thanks for taking the time today. Cloud Elements is an API integration management platform. So if you look at the developers have figured out how to publish APIs really well, and there's been millions and millions of APIs that have been published, but they don't all work together out of the box, right? They have different data models and structures. So we help developers unify all those APIs and enable those APIs to work together.
How is the API industry changing? One thing that I've seen recently is some acquisitions, some mergers. As you probably know, Red Hat went out and bought an API management company. What does that mean for the industry?
Yeah. Well, I think you're starting to see this maturation of the API market, right? It's grown up now. Companies of all types, financial services, transportation, retailers across all industries are now publishing APIs. And as that's happened, the growth has been, you know, astronomical in the API space, and you've got players building up. But everybody also, you start seeing, like, and as technology markets mature and applications mature, you start seeing the bigger players wanting to start consolidate that into their portfolios. And I think you're starting to see that, right? The Amazons, the Microsofts, the IBMs, the Red Hats of the world, looking on how they can incorporate, you know, some API management capabilities into their platforms and products as well.
When you look at APIs, there are two sides to it. There are people who build APIs for products that they're selling or data that they're making available to others. And then there are the consumers of APIs who are writing their applications to access the data that the other guys have available. How does that work together, and where are the rough spots in that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. If you look at the first generation of API management, it was really all about publishing APIs, right? Getting that API, that side that develops it, defined, documented, securely offered. Now that developers have figured out how to publish APIs really well, the next management challenge is shifting around how to consume APIs. What's consumption of APIs? Consumption may be using it to build new applications, or the most common consumption side of APIs is integrating applications together, right? And so there's a lot more emphasis in the API management now being placed on the consumption side and dealing with that.
I've heard other vendors out there talk about the number of integrations skyrocketing, that it's not unusual for a corporation to have 800, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 integrations that they have to take care of in providing a cohesive product to their customers. How do APIs play in that, and how do you keep this from going off the rails and getting out of control?
Yeah, and that's part of the challenge, right, is you've got this, the proliferation of APIs has followed the proliferation of applications, right, and the fragmentation of the application market, right? So every application that, I was talking to a CIO the other day, who in their marketing automation department, he was estimating they use 33 applications that all each have their own API and their own data structures, right? And his HR department is estimating they're using 18 different applications, right? So that he knows of. And so the each one of those, though, is its own island of data. And each API has its own domain model and structure. So the challenge of the future is, again, unifying, organizing, enabling APIs to work together so you don't end up with an enterprise with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of islands of data.
Is it possible to take control of that?
Well, we think so. I mean, part of Cloud Elements' vision is to really a platform to enable developers to unify those APIs, essentially enable them all to work together and to look similar, right? So, and I think that's is going to be one of the cornerstones of future of enterprise is how to, you know, canonicalize or and then categorize all the APIs you have and then enable them to be unified.
Let's look at fragmentation from a different standpoint. You've talked about it from the technology side. Let me talk about it from the business side. You've got applications developers, you've got IT managers, you've got line of business product managers, and you've got marketing managers. What are the different agendas for those groups, and how does this all play together?
Yeah. Well, the first agenda, if you start from kind of the IT you know, side of the equation that you're describing. IT, when it relates to APIs, is about governance and control, right? Does the, which in, not in a, necessarily in a bad way, right? Does the person who's accessing the API to my HR system seeing everybody's payroll information, right? That's a level of governance that you want to make sure is in place, that that's not happening, right? So that's a good thing. As you start moving out of that, you know, that core of IT to departments, to users of applications within those departments, or they are now dealing with speed. They're interested in how do I just, I want to buy this new thing, and how do I get it to work with these other three apps that I already use? So their interest is kind of almost diametrically opposed, because they're interested in the speed of getting it done, not necessarily the control and governance of it.
If you don't have control and governance, you ain't got nothing.
Absolutely, but there are, I think Gartner describes it in a way of there's mode one and mode two of IT. There's mode one is the traditional governance and control. Mode two is enabling the departments to move faster, right, and do things faster. So there's some things that need to be really well governed, and there's others that you can let it be looser, because bring your own, you know, it used to be bring your own device. Well, now it's bring your own app or buy your own app for your department, but they still need to connect into those systems of record, and that's where IT can provide, you know, APIs that make it easy to connect and, you know, into those systems of record that they're controlling.
What are the considerations for an application that's making API calls that is looking for immediate or instantaneous request and reply versus something that's doing a once-a-day request with a batch download of data?
So you're gonna see multiple mechanisms of integration and multiple types of services existing, coexisting with each other, and that will continue as well based on the use cases.
What do developers most often overlook when they're working with APIs?
They overlook the end use case, the integration use case. The most popular use case for an API is to connect that developer, the API that developer built, to other applications and then synchronize data. And then what we see over and over again is they're ignoring the fact that most of their apps use custom data, but they're not accommodating custom data really well in their applications. Another area that they're not accommodating really well is synchronization in those applications, where you can connect real time, like with webhooks, versus forcing somebody to poll and request, has something changed?
Finally, for my audience of developers, what is the Cloud Elements message to them?
Cloud Elements is, we'll help you organize all the world of APIs, those 10, 20, 50, 100 APIs or whatever that you're using, and enable you to make them all work together, not having to do download SDKs for each service, but be able to transform, establish, and govern a set of APIs that will just all work together.
We've been talking with Mark Gini, co-founder and CEO of Cloud Elements. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Joel. Really appreciate it.